everybody. Welcome back to a comedian called Carl drinking coffee. Coffee. It's a little bit cold, actually. Not cold, it's just it's not as hot as it should be. Because just as I made it, we had a little baby meltdown. And I had to grab her, take her and sit on a bouncy, what they call, exercise ball. That's my trick. Sit on the ball, bounce up and down with her. She calms down. Done. Coffee to aim. How is everyone? How the bloody hell are you doing? Lockdown's still going on, isn't it? Fuck, you know. I was going through some receipts the other day to send to my accountant, and it was all the receipts from the last quarter, from March, April, May. That was the quarter I was sending him. And obviously that is the quarter since it all stopped. My last gigs were on the first weekend of March, so there wasn't much to send him. But I looked, and the receipts I had for the first weekend of March, when I was gigging in Blackpool and Manchester, and I was gigging with, in Blackpool it was me and Red Richardson, very funny man, and we went for a lovely big breakfast. And I found that receipt, and I sent Red a message saying, I've just found the receipt from our breakfast in Blackpool. But I didn't realise that was literally the Last Supper. That was the day of the last gigs. Oh. What a way to go out, Blackpool. Don't get me wrong, it was fun, a really fun gig. But, you know, I never thought that would be the town to retire me. I feel like bloody Little and Large. Just final farewell tour, finishing Blackpool. So that was it was an interesting moment. I won't lie, the lowest income quarter I've had in my time as a professional stand-up comedian. I'd say the same probably for most people, though, to be honest. Anyway, how is everyone? I think one of the workmen has just spotted me. He can probably only see my bottom half sitting on the chaise longue. We've still got guys working next door. They're working on next door's sort of like they're building like a sort of conservatory. So there's two chaps just up on a little roof, just look into our house. And I did that thing yesterday. It was really, really funny moment yesterday. I started watching Seinfeld from the beginning, never watched it. And I mean, this, I've outdone myself this time. I remember, what was it, about 2.5 years ago, watching Peep Show for the first time, and obviously banging on about how good it was to people that had watched it when it was actually on. And Seinfeld is next level, isn't it? That's almost 30 years old. So I was watching a Seinfeld, but it was, earlier in the day, I went outside and I had Twyla, my child, in my arms, and I went down just the garden to chat to these guys. I thought, yeah, I'm going to go and say hello to the workmen, and had a nice chat. They pointed out a little pipe issue from a waste pipe coming out our wall, and I was like, oh yeah, and I had actually had that on my to-do list months ago, but I'd forgotten about it in all the hoo-ha, and had a nice chat about that. Chat about what they were doing, introduced them to the baby, and then came back in watching a Seinfeld yesterday afternoon, and it's an episode where he talks about how men, it's a very, you know, it's a very 90s difference between men and women style bit of stand-up, but it's very funny, where he talks about how men are always attracted to other men doing like work, like attracted in the sense of, well, like sort of flies, you know, to shite. He just talks about how, you know, in your area, if you just see a bloke like doing some DIY visibly and outside in his garage or something, you just walk over and just start commentating. It's really funny that I watched that episode after I'd done exactly that. Just walked out with a baby in my arms and chat to two workmen. All right, guys, what are you doing out there? You putting a new roof in, are you? And then we got chatting about my pipe. I was like, yeah, I'll be meaning to get that little bit of waste pipe fixed, yeah. Which I have actually done since. I popped down the builder's merchants down the road, Got myself a lovely bit of pipe, chopped it, whacked it on, mate. Job's a good one. I can see my tomato plants from here. They are not giving us tomatoes. What's going on? Anyone know anything about tomato plants? Currently, they are getting to about 6 foot tall, and they just have not given us any tomatoes. I don't know what they're up to. Got some radishes, got some lettuce, got some chard, which is an interesting one, isn't it? I don't think anyone really knows what to do with chard. Chard feels like the leaves you rip off other bits that you eat. You know what I mean? It feels like leftovers. If you haven't cooked with it, it's the one that you get sort of, some of them have a red stripe in the middle, so a stem. Let's call it a stem, mate. It's not a stripe. A red stem, yellow stem. What's the other colour stem? Is it an orange stem? I don't know if it's like the pepper system. When did you find out, eh? Have you seen them sort of that tweet format where they go like, I was today years old when I found out. I reckon it was only in the last year or two that I found out that peppers, your green pepper, your red pepper, your yellow pepper, your orange pepper, are all the same pepper, just at a different stage. Do you know what I'm saying? So basically, they're green is when they're at their most, like, newest. I don't know if that means freshest. Probably must be the freshest, yeah. But they work their way to red, which is when they're at their most ripe and juicy. So yeah. So it would go green, yellow, orange, red. And after that, it's game over, mate. Don't go past red. I am talking of Twitter. I had quite a funny exchange last night on Twitter. I did some very silly and also frustrated football tweets. I watched the Tottenham match last night and we were absolute dog shit. Like, you know, we've been crap all season, but this felt next level. This was everything I expected to happen when Jose Mourinho became our manager. You know, I think our squad was getting a little bit stale, a little bit tired. And Pochettino, you know, sort of needed a bit of financial backing and a bit of time just to, I think, shed a few bits of dead weight, bring some new people in, and have a season of, you know, that season we got to the Champions League final was, that shouldn't have really happened. But that was almost the culmination of a period of time where we overachieved. And I actually think to expect us then to instantly kick on was madness. We should have then thought, right, we now need another year to clear out some, bring in some, blood them, start again. And I think Pochettino was the person to do that. But because we went a bit shit, they got rid, brought in Mourinho, thinking he'd somehow magically make the whole squad refresh. And that's not him, man. He's an arsehole. Put him in a squad that's already a bit moody, and he's only going to exacerbate things. So when he came in, I was like, you know, hopefully it works, but my suspicion was that he would ultimately drive them into the doldrums and would have an absolute shocker of a season. He'll probably be there for the next season, like, and I reckon he'll probably get sacked in the end of the first third of next season. That's my prediction, you know, as we still are just treading water and he's just miserable and blaming everyone else. But I didn't think it would happen this soon. Fuck, man. I watched it, we were shit. And then I did a couple of silly, jokey tweets about it that people seem to like. And I did one when we were 2-0 down to Sheffield United. And, you know, I'm not taking away from Sheffield United, they've done amazingly this season. But I said, if Sheffield United score again, I'm going to walk down to my local tube station, I'm going to lick a handrail. The joke being, I'll be so unhappy with going 3-0 down that I will go and hopefully get coronavirus. That's the implication of that joke, right? It's clearly a joke about overreacting to your football team losing. Now, everyone understood that and shared it and liked it and ha ha ha, a few funny responses. And then Sheffield United scored a third and loads of people thought it was funny to reply going off your pop and all that. And I did find that funny. That was exactly the setup I had given so that if we did score again, people could take the piss. And it ended up being a funny little hour of online, I hate the word, but banter. Then, lo and behold, there's always one person who misses it, that just doesn't get the joke or just takes it the wrong way. I can't remember his name. I think his name is Callum. And he just basically just retweeted me with "what a wanker" or something. I think it was "what a wanker" or "what an asshole." This was his for language, threatening to do this while all this like coronavirus pandemic's going on. Basically, he thought I genuinely was going to go and lick a handrail, and he was saying that like I should, yeah, I shouldn't be threatening to do things like that, in a time when our, NHS is already under strain. Now, I don't want to assume much about the guy, other than he's maybe was in a bad mood and he just read it and it just took it totally at face value. So I didn't want to reply again, "shut up, mate, you idiot." So I just replied and said, "thanks for straightening me out, Callum." Because I was, obviously I was actually going to go and do that. So a sarcastic response. And then I didn't mean to be a poor old Callum, then just got a bit of a ribbing from other people that found his response to be quite amusing. A part of me, I didn't want people to dig him out over it, you know what I mean? Sort of, and yeah, I also wanted him to be aware that he's missed the joke there. I've not done anything wrong. He's come onto my Twitter to tell me that, to basically misinterpret or misunderstand a thing I'd said. So, he's the guy who's got, he's in the wrong. But at the same time, I don't want him to get shit for it, you know what I mean? It's on social media, it doesn't matter. But it's one of them, it's exactly one of them examples of, it's stuff like that, that gives people the idea that, oh, you fucking can't say anything nowadays. Because you literally can't, on social media, the problem is you can't say anything without at least one person even not getting a joke, taking offence at a part of it that isn't even real, or, just responding meanly. So that is, that is the nature of the world we have created. So I know that I am culpable as much as I am privy to it. What I'm saying is, can everyone just calm down? The moral of that story is, it was a bit of football banter, mate. Known for its slightly close to the edge tone, And it wasn't even that bad. It wasn't even that bad. It was about me. If I can't make a joke about licking a handrail, then what can I bloody joke about, eh? Finished my coffee. It was nice that. It was the end of those beans. But luckily, I've got a whole new pack to open. So I am going to go and have a shower. I find myself showering later and later these days. No one warned me, but everyone tells you stuff about babies having one, like the things, somebody said you'll never finish a cup of tea again. That's what they, like, that was genuinely a thing. They said, "yep, you'll start one and then something will happen," and that's happened a couple of times. But often I find myself just drinking what I'm drinking with a baby in my arms. They are notoriously small. You can hold one with one hand. Babies, that is, as well as cups of coffee and tea. Unless you're drinking out of some massive novelty mug. So what I'm saying is, so far, I've not, nothing's really caught me off guard. But certain ones, like, just the time. I had a shower the other day at like 6 p.m. That's outrageous, mate. That shouldn't be your first shower of the day. That's a going out shower, isn't it? That's a, walking, daddy's going to the pub sort of shower. Bit of a shower, spray a bit of Old Spice on, out you go. That shouldn't, 6 p.m. shower shouldn't be, "whoa, I need a shower because I stink," which is what it was. So, anyway, right, have a good weekend, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and stay safe, yeah, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye.